Some years ago, or many years ago, more than 15 years ago for sure, I saw a movie, Japanese movie. I think the title was Afterlife. I thought it was Life, but I think Afterlife was the title of the movie. And of course, it is a movie, it's not, you know, what I'm saying, in the movie is not was not a movie about faith or religion or anything like that, but I found it quite interesting. The idea of the movie was afterlife would be that every person who died would go to a certain place. And the place, I don't know, could be like a boarding house, something similar to a boarding house. And they would stay there. And they would have a few days to reevaluate and, you know, remember all their lives, all their past lives. And they had like 3 or 4 days to choose one moment of their lives that they wanted to carry for eternity. A good moment that they lived. And they after they chose the moment, then they would go to eternity, and they would live and relive that very beautiful moment eternally. And what is interesting is, you know, some people would come and, you know, the movie, of course, is the idea, the way they presented. They would actually have, you know, a room full of VHS tapes. If you, the young ones, don't know what it is, Google VHS tapes. You might find out what are those things, you know, from the time of the dinosaurs, you know. Long time ago, you know, they used to have VHS tapes. And they would see and they would choose. Some people would be very easy for them, yet other people would have a hard time. What was the moment? That moment that they wanted to carry for eternity. Of course, there are so many other things going around in this, but I thought of that movie, and I've seen it only once, and I don't think it is easy to find it or to see. Well, maybe nowadays with all the streaming and everything, you might find it somewhere. But I thought of that when I was meditating on the Transfiguration. Probably one event that the three of the disciples, you know, Peter, James, and John, that was touched their lives. And I doubt that they would ever forget that moment, to the point that Peter would say, "Lord, it is good that we are here. We can stay here. We don't need to go down. It's so beautiful. It's wonderful." You know, they had that vision of the risen Lord, basically. When the Lord presents himself transfigured as, you know, shining like the sun, so bright, his person, his clothing and everything. And of course, Moses and Elijah represent all the scriptures, the prophets, and the law of Moses, meaning that Jesus is at the center. He is the one to come, and they are there to witness to that glory. And Peter said, "It is good to stay here." Yet, they had to go down. They had to go down and continue their journey. It is not here in the gospel of, you know, that we heard today, but we know, if you're going to go into the gospels, and three of the gospels present the Transfiguration, Mark, Luke, and Matthew, the one we heard today's Mass. They all present the transfiguration in the context when Jesus is talking to his disciples about the cross. Every time we talk about Jesus' resurrection, we have to remind ourselves that also Jesus died on a cross. That was after he endured so much suffering that the glorious Lord could present himself. The same way when we talk about the transfiguration, that is a brief moment of glory, we have to remind ourselves that Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, where he will suffer, where he will die. So, it was a moment of encouragement for the disciples, even though perhaps they could not understand at that moment. But it was a moment for them not to despair, because soon after that they would go in Jerusalem and they would see a Jesus that was not glorious, that was not radiant, that was not shining forth a bright light, but was a disfigured Jesus on the cross. Many of them perhaps forgot about it because they all abandoned, almost all of them abandoned Jesus. So the word of God for us today is that word that should give us also encouragement. We all search happiness in our lives. We all want to have moments of happiness that will endure. I remember in that movie, Afterlife, that I was mentioning, one of the ladies that they showed in the movie, that she had a hard time and then she found her moment. And her moment, you know how beautiful it is when the cherry tree, when they blossom. And you know that the Japanese have such, you know, it's so meaningful for them, the cherry blossom. And her moment was just sitting on a bench under a blossoming cherry tree, you know, and the flowers starting to fall. And that's the moment she chose to carry for her eternity. One problem, well, maybe not the word problem, but one questioning that we should maybe present to ourselves is that Peter, the apostle, he wanted to stay there on the top of the mountain. And sometimes that's what we want to do, to find the happiness and to dwell in that happiness. But we are not at that moment yet when full happiness can be present in our lives. And we must come down from that mountain. And I do believe that is that search for enduring happiness that drives so many people in the world today to search for maybe quick answers, drugs. People who go there, they want to find happiness in one way or the other. But that's in the end, that's what they're searching for. That perhaps they don't know that they are knocking at the wrong door. Even in faith, some people look for that faith that will give just that feeling of bliss, that feeling of, you know, oh, so much awe. But then that will pass. And then they keep on searching. And then they keep on changing from place to place. But they don't realize they'll become that eternal seeker. The transfiguration is a reminding to us that that happiness does exist, but we cannot have embrace it in full right now. That we'll have those moments when the Lord will present himself and we'll know, but then we must go down that mountain and continue our journeys. And you will find many crosses that we'll have to carry, and we'll find many roadblocks that we have to go over, and you'll be frustrations, disillusionment, doubt. Yet, the moments we have had of that happiness are moments always that we can go back to. After Jesus died and was risen, perhaps that was the time that Peter, James, and John clearly understood that moment on the top of the mountain, Mount Tabor. And they could say, yes, we experienced the risen Lord. And that experience, even though it was such a brief moment, no one can take away as the happiness that we have had in our lives. Assurance that God does care for each one of us. And it doesn't matter how difficult things seem to be at the present moment, we can always go back there and draw from that wellspring of so much happiness, so much grace from God. We all need that. If we haven't had that moment, we can keep on searching, and the Lord will manifest to us. And you give us that happiness. And then we'll know that on our journey, we do not walk by ourselves. We do not walk alone. We walk with the Lord, who is shining brightly and wants that light to guide our path so that we will not walk in darkness, but in the brightness of the Lord.